good Monday morning, friends. How are you all doing today? I hope you're hanging in there. This is CA, your Christian podcaster and friend, on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Oh my goodness, so much has been going on the last couple of weeks. Haven't been able to do near as many of these podcasts like I'd like to. I am going to continue to be doing the podcast. I will remind you to please like my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Like me for free. And then what you can do is you can also get some of my live podcasts that I do on there. And even if you didn't catch me when I was on live, then you'll be able to catch me when I'm on there as well. So much to talk about. Again, my name's CA. I'm your Christian podcaster and friend on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Real quickly, I want to remind you, you can always email me. That is morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, feel free to call or text 24-hour ministry line, 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. That is my Morning Brew Christian Podcast telephone line for you can either call us or you can text us. And, you know, one of us will be more than glad to get in touch with you here. Somebody will, most likely me. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know that you are loved and you are cared about. Looking at the coronavirus pandemic latest update this morning, worldwide we are looking at about 354,500 new cases. Deaths, the ones that have perished, 15,430. In the United States, 40,100 total cases. Let's see, the ones that have totaled positive on the cases. Total deaths are 472, and it keeps climbing. I can't tell you enough. The world is in a panic, and that's understandable. It's just part of the norm. I want to remind you that no matter what, God has us. I want you to keep praying. I want you to keep believing. I want you to keep knowing that God has this, and the end game will happen soon. When? I have no idea, friends. If I did, I would sure tell you. That's for sure. I am saddened, and it just breaks my heart seeing what's going on in this crazy world with all this. We're not going to let the devil have, although, the upper hand, because in the long run, as we all know, God has the world in his hands, and he has the final say-so. He is our maker, our creator. He is our Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Almighty God, and he is our Father. Amen. Amen. Later on, at the end of my podcast, we are going to be doing, just like I've been doing on my live podcast, we're going to be doing an intercessory prayer, okay? All right, well, let's talk about what's going to happen on our show. What do you say? Okay, on a blue Monday for a lot of us, we're going to try to make it a joyful Monday, best we can. Try to lay off the TV if you can to see any depressing news. I know you want to keep up with as much as I do, but the more we stay on it, the more it gets depressing, doesn't it, friends? Let's try to stay positive. Today I'm going to be teaching on why we should check our hearts, my heart, your heart, before we worship. We know right now that we cannot go to the churches right now, so we're depending on a lot of things like mine, Christian podcasting, podcasts from our favorite pastors, or churches and churches online. I've never seen anything like this in my life. When is it going to change? I have no idea. Let's just keep hoping, keep believing, and keep praying. Also, got some positive, uplifting Christian music. No characters are going to be joining us today. I've got three Christian songs, mixed songs. We're going to call them Mixed Mondays. So we'll be playing that for you as well. Okay? All right, also got a Bible devotion too as well. So what do you say? Let's get rolling. All right, my Bible devotion today we're going to talk about is the power of life. If you go to the book of John, chapter 14 and verse 17, friends, it says, "The Spirit of truth dwells with you, and I will be in you." Find that in the book of John, chapter 14 and verse 17. William Knight tells a story of a little boy who had recently received Christ. He said, "Daddy, how can I believe in the Holy Spirit when I've never seen him?" asked Jim. "I will show you how," his father, who was an electrician. The father took Jim to the power plant and showed him the generators. "This is where the power comes from, to heat our stove and to give us light. We can't see the power, but in its machine and in the power line," said the father. "Now, son, let me ask you a question. Do you believe in electricity?" he asked. "Yes, I believe in electricity," said John. "Of course you do," said his father. "But you don't believe in it because you see it. If you believe in it because you see it, you believe in it because you see it, what I can do. Likewise, you believe in the Holy Spirit not just because we see him, but we see what he does in people's lives when they are surrounded to Christ and possesses his power." Let me give you some hope for today. We all need that. "Lord, there is evidence of you everywhere. You enable me to praise when I'm in pain, and I have to have peace in times of chaos. One day I will see you as clearly with my eyes as I have felt you in my heart. Amen. Amen." Well, before we get started on music, y'all pray for me. I am dealing with a massive headache. No, I do not have the virus. I've had people ask me, "Do you have that?" No, I'm fine. I just am dealing with a very, very massive headache today. I've already took aspirin, but I am bound and determined I'm not going to have Satan win this. I think it's just the weather, and it's just been kind of rough out there, okay? Well, what I'm going to do right now, friends, is I'm going to do what's called Mix Monday, okay? Probably going to do that for the next couple of weeks. Mix Monday is where I'm going into the database, and I'm having the computer pick 3 back-to-back Christian songs, okay? So what do you say? Let's mix it up and let's see what we got here. Kick it off with Lincoln Brewster, "Love the Lord," the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on a Monday. Enjoy.
Don't bother, no trouble for tomorrow.
Some great songs there on our mix, only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio, friends. Monday, mixing Monday, I guess we should say, for the next couple of weeks. Well, my heart saddens as I look downstairs. Downstairs today on our at our podcast studio, we have ways of doing our podcasts upstairs at up top our podcast studio, but just an urgency. I feel like I've wanted to do this downstairs. I was going to turn into a live cast, but maybe for another day. I'm just looking as the count just keeps going. We just really, really, I can't stress enough, and I will continue to stress, be united in prayer as brothers and sisters in Christ through this tragedy that's going on all across the world. It's to a point sometimes I just feel like turning the TV off and everything. Well, today I'm going to talk about why we should check our heart before worship. And you know what? A lot of times, you know, even before when we were able to go to church, before they started all these restrictions with social distancing and everything, we would always want to get our heart checked before we got into the place of worship to worship God. And even then some, we still worship. We still go in and we worship the Lord and go for our cleansing of our soul. Because remember, you've got a soul, and your soul is either going to be going, if it's right, with our Heavenly Father up in heaven, or if not, down in hell. You don't want to get there to that point. If you do, I want you to call me on my toll-free 1-800 number, 1-800-978-9735, and let me help you and let me pray for you. Text me, whatever the situation may be. Please put your name and state on there, friends. So here you are, you're getting ready, and I'm just using this for the example, getting ready for worship. You got your coffee in hand, you're drinking your coffee, and back before we had the social distancing, back in the good days where we could, and this is going to change our whole world forever, I can already tell you, getting donuts or, you know, husband or wife, whoever's the cook around the house, maybe you're comparing together, making biscuits, gravy, or getting takeout, or eating scrambled eggs, or however you want your eggs, over easy, or whatever it may be. Well, let's go ahead and kind of break a little bit down. Satan doesn't want you to prepare your heart for worship. And, you know, right now our worship has to be in our homes or in some kind of a confined area. Now, you can go anywhere to worship. Go out to a park, get some fresh air. I encourage you to keep your social distancing and go in your house and have prayer. God's listening. OK, Okay, he always has and he always will. But Satan doesn't want you to prepare your heart for worship. And we all know that. In fact, the enemy tempts us to focus our attention on everything but glorifying God. After all, seeking, friends, the glory and the honor that belong to God was the reason for why Lucifer rebelled in the first place. I'm sure the hunger for his glory hasn't changed. You know, consider the temptation of Christ. I want you to consider this for a minute. After 40 days in the wilderness, Satan approaches Jesus with an offering of earthly possessions. Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to the very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory, and said to him, "All these things I give to you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Be gone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, with him and only you shall serve." Find that in the good book of Matthew chapter 4, and I want you to read verses 7 and 10. You see, friends, the enemy knows where we're going and when we were going on Sunday morning. Right now, he's getting a big laugh with this virus going on. Even though our loved ones and people that we know are dying right now and that are very sick right now, he's getting a big kick out of this. But you know what? God has the end game on this. God has the answer. Trust and believe. You see, not only does the enemy knows what goes on Sunday mornings as we're preparing our hearts, even when we worship, and worship services right now, of course, are in our homes with social distancing, but he wants us to completely focus on all the grief, the stress, and the problems that surround our life. Now, let me stop there on my Bible notes. We're always going to have a problem. We're always going to be stressed out. And remember, when you're stressed to de-stress, go back to my podcast and you will find them there. We're going to get stressed out. There's going to be problems in our lives. There's always going to be something going on in our lives. But let's give it to God. Never forget that. The more you focus on these things, the more you're going to focus on God and his attributes. You see, the tactic play out in a job. The tactics play out in Job, as we well remember. Job was an upright man, as we well remember, right, friends? But Satan wanted to prove to God that Job would cease to worship him in his sufferings. God, in his sovereignty over Satan, gave the enemy permission to bring a great suffering onto Job. But Satan's goal in this account was to take Job's worshipful heart and focus it on his own suffering. The ultimate plan failed. After hearing the news of losing all of his children, all the property on the same day, Job's response was one of worship. Read this in scripture with me. Job chapter 1, verses 20 and 22. "Then Job arose and tore off his robe and shaved his head and fell on the ground and worshiped and said, 'Naked I come from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord had taken away. Blessed is the name of the Lord.' In all of this, Job did not sin or charge God with wrong." So you see, even in suffering that I can't dare to imagine, Job glorified the Lord in the name of the Lord. And I believe this because through faith, he prepared his heart and worship daily. Also, if you read Job chapter 19, verse 25, "For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon earth." Another point I want to make is our hearts are naturally wicked. Although we have an enemy that eagerly wants to destroy us during our worshiping time of the King of Glory, most of the time, friends, we don't even need help neglecting God. Without discipline, our hearts naturally drift in the direction of sinful thoughts. If you read the good scripture in Matthew chapter 15, verse 19, scripture reminds us, "From out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, and slander." There's a major reason why we need to prepare our hearts before worship through prayer and meditation on his word. There is no hiding our wicked hearts before the throne of God, friends. He knows our hearts. Outwardly, we can dial in and singing corporately, but God is actively searching our hearts. There is nothing that we can hide from him. If you take it to the book of Jeremiah, Scripture reminds us, chapter 17, verse 10, I, the Lord, search your heart and test your mind to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of the deeds. You see, worship is the overflowing thankfulness from our heart, friends. So, if we have a heart full of malice and sin, there is no form of worship. Remember that true worship is sacrifice. It is the outward pouring of denying yourself in repentance while submitting wholly to the will of God. Remember when Abraham submitted in obedience to sacrifice his son Isaac? He still considered it in worship. If you go to the book of Genesis chapter 22 and verse 5, that reminds you. And in his obedience and faith, God provided a suitable sacrifice, and he what? Spared Isaac. So basically what we are neglecting to sacrifice in order to worship our King. When I examine my heart, that's right, when Christian podcaster and friend CA examines his heart against the question, I picture myself with my relationship with me and people that I love. Sometimes chaotic Sunday mornings can bring tension. And even with my kids, when I see them, between me and my kids or whatever it may be, the tension often, or people that I love, the tension often leads to passive-aggressive behavior, which can lead into an argument. It is extremely rare that these arguments are resolved before church service. Now, that has happened a lot. It's happened to a lot of people that I know of. Needless to say, on these occasions, my heart back in the days were not prepared for worship as they should. But according to Matthew chapter 5, I am commanding to make things right with people that I love. Another point I want to make, friends, is only God changes hearts. All throughout the Bible, we see that God's sovereignty changes the hearts of man. Let me give you some scripture that will remind you. I will give them a heart to know that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and it will be their God, for they shall return to me with their whole heart. Find that in the good book of Jeremiah, chapter 24 and verse 7. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Find that in the book of Psalms, chapter 51, verse 10. Also, in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 11 and verse 19, Scripture reminds us, and I will give them one heart and a new spirit, and I will put within them, I will remove a heart of stone for their flesh and give them a heart of flesh. Also, the book of Wisdom in Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 1. I know it's a lot of scriptures I'm giving you. Just make note of them. The king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he will. Now, this is unbelievable comforting for us, for the Christians, right? But let's keep in mind, friend, that God has given you a desire for him that goes against your natural sinful desires. Take it to the book of Romans chapter 3 and verse 11. Because we still battle the flesh daily. Also, I want you to read scripture in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 17. We have still depend on God to continually change our hearts. Amen? But the renewing of our minds through the Holy Scriptures, the Holy Spirit changes our heart and desires to align his heart with desires overflowing with worship for him. In this truth, we can be blessed assurance that he will continue to change our hearts until we meet him in glory. Find that in the good book of Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. So, basically, what we need to remember through this, friends, is we need to remember this truth that every Sunday, that and even every day, we have an enemy. The enemy being Satan. That enemy wants to steal your joy in God. He is working hard to accomplish his mission. Without purifying work of the Holy Spirit, we won't even stand a chance against Satan at our own flesh. We cannot do this alone without God's help. So, as it with any battle, a winning strategy is needed. So we need to be proactive in preparing our hearts for worship by countering the schemes of the enemy and subduing our own fleshly thoughts. A few suggestions would perhaps set aside family prayer time or prayer with yourself with God. Pray for your pastor, pray for your pastor's staff. Lay or close out the night before, My dad and mom used to do that for us, or wake up early and get ahead of the traffic, do whatever it is necessary to be fully present in worship. I know right now we cannot do that. Right now we are confined in home. Okay, cling to the cross. Keep reading your scripture, I will tell you that. And God loves you, and things will eventually get back to normal. It'll be a different normal, but things will get back to normal. Let's just continue to keep the faith. And I also want you to remember too, friends, that God is serious about how his people worship him. And in today's church culture of entertainment-driven worship services, you know, it seems like the odds are stacked up against us, preparing our hearts properly for worship in any case. But the burden to check our hearts for obedience and repentance before we step foot in the presence of God and bring the gifts to worship relies completely on ourselves. In closing, on preparing our hearts for, and having our heart checked for worship, I just want to say a couple things in closing before I lead off in an intercessory prayer for today. I want to remind you, even if you go online and you're looking at churches and listening to pastors, find the one, do research. I will tell you this, do research in your time. Find one that's Bible-believing, Bible-teaching to the book on things as far as Bible teaching with God. One, they believe that Jesus Christ is personal Savior. Two, they believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, your sins, because we are sinners. He resurrected on the third day. And just three, that they are just fully into it. We just got to stay strong. That's just CA's thoughts, because there's a lot of churches at every corner that are doing things online. Just watch their teaching style. If you don't like it, you got the ability on that phone or on your tablet, whatever it may be, cut it off. Don't listen to it. Listen to the truth. And you know what? Maybe grab your Bible and just start reading it. If there's anything I can help you with, again, my number is 1-800-978-9735. 1-800-978-9735, or email me morningsbrew@gmail.com. You are loved. You are appreciated. So let's pray right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all you do, Father God. Jesus, we love you so much, and I just pray right now, dear Jesus, that you just be with us, guide us, watch over and protect us, even in our time of need. We need you so much, and I just pray this coronavirus off. I just pray, God, please, dear Jesus, touch us and heal us. You know the situation. You know what's going on, and we love you, and forgive us of all of our many sins. Be with us, we pray, in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, well, that's going to wrap up our segment today. Hope you got something out of it. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your loving, your caring, your hey, Sia, you doing okay? I'm doing fine. How about you? Hang in there. We're all in this together. Remember, the sun does rise on the other side. I want you to enjoy life. LIFE, exclamation point, dot, even if you're confined in like I am. Okay? Hang in there. You're loved. Hope you can catch my live podcast later tonight. This is CA, Christian podcaster and friend on iHeartRadio. Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.